Mezzo-soprano Lisa Chavez, who was in their resident ensemble for the past two seasons, returns to Opera San Jose to sing Carmen.
It's such a performed opera. In some way, there are huge expectations from an audience of how they want it and how they like to see the characters personified. But every director has just a different take on it because you don't want to see the same production every single time.
Lisa Chavez says it's easy to underestimate Carmen as a character.
There's a lot of complexity to her. Everybody just sees her as a seductress and this fiery, crazy gypsy woman. But she knows what she wants. She's done a lot of soul searching on her own, and she doesn't want to be beholden to anyone. Now, she makes really crazy decisions and ruins a lot of people's lives in the process, but she's not just a caricature of an idea of a gypsy or an idea of a seductress.
And it's what she sets in motion that drives the plot.
Carmen doesn't really change throughout the process of the opera. I mean, the opera is named Carmen because she's the catalyst of the whole thing, but it really is the whole story plan of Don Jose and how his life is completely turned upside down, getting just caught up in this whirlwind that is Carmen and all of her band of smugglers and riffraff, and getting caught in that lifestyle and how it really just turns him completely crazy, bonkers a little bit.
Lisa Chavez says it's a demanding role in several ways.
It is very physical. I have a few bumps and bruises at the moment. Once she comes on for the Habanera, it's pretty much on stage all the time from then on. So you get a little break in the beginning, and then it's just kind of a free-for-all towards the end.
Carmen at Opera San Jose runs six performances from February 13th to the 28th. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman.